When is it legal to eat a hot cross bun?
Apparently Boxing Day.
Yeah.
These days.
I would say year-round legal, but nobody, society doesn't agree.
Yeah, I read an article about hot cross buns in the New York Times. It described them as Australia's pumpkin spice.
Yeah, that's like, true. Like it's seasonal. Special.
Yeah.
Vegas Delight do have fruit buns year-round, but they don't have the spices.
And they don't have the cross. So,
well, the cross is the worst bit of the hot cross bun, by the way.
Okay.
Flour and water, like just this like hard thing that you have to deal with on top of the bun. Oh, religion, am I right? Catholic upbringing, am I right?
Okay, so Boxing Day, we're agreeing with that?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Hi, you're listening to Ingridipedia, Australia's spiciest food podcast. I'm Ben Birchall and I'm joined by Emily Naismith. Hi, Em.
Hello. This is a delicious seasonal treat for you listeners. It's our hot cross bun episode.
All right, let's fight about it.
Well, it's not hot cross bun season without outrageous limited edition flavours,
yeah, always,
obviously.
Always.
This year there's fairy bread hot cross buns. Mm-hmm. Biscoff hot cross buns and pizza-shaped hot cross buns at Woolworths, and Coles have iced Vovo hot cross buns and Vegemite and cheese hot cross buns. I've tried the fairy bread because it had a pink cross. I got sucked in. That's all I'll say. Obviously, I know this kind of thing is a gimmick and these flavours are never better than the original, which is why I wanted to explore hot cross bun collaborations reversed back on themselves.
Oh, okay.
So other products that did their own hot cross bun inspired flavors. And I've got one here that I'm really, really, really excited by. It's a chocolate block, a Whittaker's chocolate block, and it's a limited edition called Choc Cross Bun.
Mm, okay.
Doesn't this design look
it
amazing?
Looks very nice. It's like Willy Wonka-esque.
Yeah, I think this cost me like $7.
Whittaker's New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Yeah.
And it's really good chocolate.
Okay.
Usually.
They do a peanut butter one. That,
the peanut slab.
I'm going to say you're so across
good.
That one.
Yep. And the dark almond also.
Oh, no, not
so
the
good.
Peanut slab. I know that one. There's one that's kind of like their, I guess they're almost like Reese's peanut butter cup type flavor in a block.
I don't think I've had that one.
It's pretty full on.
Okay. Well, that's another one for me to look into. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think we're in good hands. So on the back it says, inspired by the classic hot cross bun, we've added natural mixed spice flavor and raisins to our 33% cocoa, 5-roll refined creamy milk chocolate and infused it with natural orange oil. Our choc cross bun block is the perfect fusion of sweet nostalgia and warm spices that will transport you to a world of Easter indulgence. Mm-hmm. Shall we try some? This isn't the last bit of my fact, by the way.
Sure.
We're taking it to the next level.
Oh, okay.
But let's try them. Looks like there's a good level of fruit.
Yeah,
I'm getting fruit and nut chocolate.
Yeah.
Obviously without the nut.
I'm not a massive fan of raisins in chocolate.
I love it.
Okay.
I think this is really good, but I am kind of missing the crunch. I like chocolate with crunch.
Yeah.
But I know that's not in a hot cross bun. So for a hot cross bun chocolate, I think this is really good.
Okay. It's okay to me.
Okay.
I also should say I don't really like hot cross buns, but you know, that's a whole
lot. And you never eat chocolate, so you're banned.
I do eat chocolate.
Okay.
I do.
Well, we're not stopping there. There's lots of debate about the best way to eat a hot cross bun. Toasted, fresh, butter, no. Where do you stand?
Toasted butter. Like what? How is that even a thing?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I like, depending on the hot cross bun I get, I like to microwave it and then put butter on. Because I want to appreciate the soft fluffiness of it.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
But obviously butter is essential.
Sure. Yep.
But hack-wise, I guess, there's lots of TikTok videos of people breaking up Easter eggs and putting them inside a hot cross bun and then toasting it in the sandwich press.
Yep.
And they also do the same thing with chocolate from a chocolate block. So I thought I'd give it a go with a hot cross bun chocolate inside a hot cross bun.
Oh, my God.
So a choc cross hot cross bun. Hot cross bunception.
Yeah. There was always going to be a exception there somewhere, but yes.
Definitely.
Okay. I can see what we're doing here.
So I've got some Whittaker's choc cross bun chocolate in there. Communal sandwich press.
Okay. So choc cross bun hot cross choc bun. Okay.
Mm. This is the better way to eat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So nice and melty.
Yeah.
Double the amount of like dried fruit.
Yeah.
It's like a it's obviously just like a chocolate filled hot cross bun.
I mean, like kind of delicious. Yeah. I was a bit ho-hum on the chocolate, but the chocolate in a bun is working for me.
Yeah. In conclusion, I liked the chocolate. I think it could have benefited from nuts, but then again, I just am obsessed with fruit and nut chocolate. But in the hot cross bun, delicious.
Yeah.
Melted.
Yeah, it was vindicated for me within the bun context. Mm-hmm. Well done, Whitakers. So, let's delve back into some history just because it's me and we're going to have to go there at some point.
Yep.
This is from Ravenhook, some sort of bread blog, but I just like the way they'd written it. Hot cross buns have been synonymous with Easter celebration since they appeared in 12th century England. They predate Christianity with their origins in paganism. Ancient Egyptians used small round breads topped with crosses to celebrate the gods. The cross divided the bread into four equal sections, representing the four phases of the moon and all the four seasons, depending on the occasion. Later, Greeks and Romans offered similar sweetened rolls in tribute to Eos, the goddess of the morning, and to Istra, the goddess of light, who lent her name to the Easter observances. The cross on top symbolized the horns of a sacrificial ox. The word bun is a derivation of the Greek word for ceremonial cakes, and the bread's boon.
Gosh.
So that's a little roundup.
Turbo
history. So going from ancient Egyptian time, who decided that they have to be sweet?
Just everybody because sweet. Oh, I guess, well, sweet is delicious.
Yeah, but it does feel like, and you mentioned it before, the collaborations, Vegemite, this year pizza shapes. They're the things that get people hot under the collar with hot cross buns. So every year we get different savory derivations. There's outrage in the media. You know, there was Vegemite. A couple of years ago, the Sydney restaurant Bodega made a kimchi, corned beef, smoked oyster mayo loaded hot cross bun.
When you think about it, there really shouldn't be outrage because it's just like a bread product can be savory.
Yeah.
We're all aware of.
And on their own, they're not that sweet. Like they're slightly sweet, but not really much sweeter than like a brioche bun is.
Yeah, and I guess the fruit is what makes it sweet, but like it's not the bun itself. Yeah.
And I do want to talk a little bit about those pizza shape ones because that's really getting a lot of media traction this year.
I can just imagine that they're going to be like just the faintest whiff of pizza shape seasoning.
But I think the problem with it is that they've just gone like way too far into savory. Mm. Like pizza shapes is not necessary. I think Vegemite kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
You know me, I love a savory sweet combo.
Yeah.
So I wanted to experiment a little with a hot cross bun savory sweet. And what is the perfect gateway savory sweet combination?
For you?
Just in general.
Honey and Vegemite?
That is mine.
Yeah.
But like thinking more broadly, bacon.
Bacon and maple syrup or something.
Yeah. Bacon and, well, barbecue sauce and cheese.
No. Why do you have to do barbecue sauce all the time? I would prefer ham and pineapple.
Well, I didn't do that. So, Emily, I've made one here. This is a reheated version of the one I made this morning, which was fresh and nice. So it's pretty simple, but the thing I like about it is, you know, we're talking about do you toast, do you microwave? I think I found a better way to heat up a hot cross bun.
Yeah.
And that's to put it face down into a pan that has fried bacon in it and basically fry it in bacon fat.
Yeah.
So that's what's happened to the underside of the bun. Then there's a little bit of streaky bacon in there, a bit of barbecue sauce. I was going to do like a maple derivation, but I was like, let's just go, you know, I'm kind of basing it on a few different, like Baker's Delight on their website have a bacon recipe, which is just bacon and maple. Other people had cheese. This is kind of what I've gone for is like this is a way in for people who argue that savory hot cross buns shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
This is the gateway drug.
Yeah, because everybody loves bacon.
How could you not? Well, if you don't have
days.
Problems with eating meat. But, you know, outside of that, even most of the vegetarians I know miss bacon very, very much.
So it's cheese, bacon and barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Oh, how can I forget? It's got Kewpie in it as well.
Oh. So it's got delicious, delicious MSG.
Yeah. So MSG, a bit of sweet, a bit of savoury. Cheese in there is just kind of binding it.
I'm just going to wait till it's not 450 degrees Celsius.
Mm. Oh, and I should say, all of the recipes for savoury hot cross buns say use the fruit free.
Yeah.
I think that those people are cowards. And so I used just a straight up Coles.
Fruit free?
Well, they were like the last ones available. They're usually the last ones available on the shelf. So I've used a, you know, classic Coles bun with the fruit in it.
Yeah, okay. It's like multiple breakfast foods combined because obviously I'm getting raisin toast, mm-hmm. I'm getting bacon, mm-hmm. I'm getting cheese on toast. Delicious. Yeah. I'm not getting barbecue sauce, thank God. Yeah, I reckon there's like the fruit as a sweetness overpowers the barbecue sauce, but this is a really good combo. It's so comforting.
It's actually better after it's been in the sandwich press as well.
Mm.
But it was one of those ones where I made it this morning basically to take a photo of it and I was like, I'll give it a taste and then I ate the whole thing. Which I think is proof that maybe it's okay and it may be the savoury gateway.
Oh, my God, bring on the pizza shapes one now. I'm keen.
All right. We'll give them a call. Okay, so that was our hot cross bun exploration.
Delicious, delicious exploration.
It was one of the messier episodes, just to let you behind the curtain.
Yeah, I've also... third degree burns most episodes because I bent my fingers on the sandwich press multiple times, but I don't know, worth it. Worth the pain.
Totally worth it. You can vote for whose fact was the hottest on our Instagram. It is at Ingridipedia. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.